KJRG FM, KJRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz. I'm still sick. Not sick of anything, just straight up sick. And I'm not sure what other, like, medications or juices or teas or whatever I can drink, but it doesn't feel like it's getting any better anytime soon. So, at least for the rest of the week, you're going to deal with me being sick and medicated on so many cough drops and cough syrups and whatnot that I can't see straight. Honestly, right now, I can't even feel my face. So maybe that song wasn't about cocaine. Maybe he was also sick. Shout out to you, Weekend. But this morning's going to be awesome. We have the return of The Price is Wrong. I always have fun with that. We'll see how Danica does. We have The Situation. We also have your tickets to Mayhem. That's right, we have your Mayhem tickets. They're going to be playing at El Corazon on February 2nd. And I won't spoil anything yet, but we've got some brand new local punk from an all-girl punk rock band out of Tacoma. So I'm excited to premiere them on the airwaves too. They're really, really sick, and rumor has it we might be getting them in the studio soon. Who knows? Stay tuned. Stay tuned all morning. It's going to be sick. We got your geeky news coming up in just a little bit. And as always, we're taking your requests and giving your tickets away at 253-833-5004. This is The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM. We'll be back with geeky news after Famous Last Words by My Chemical Romance.
Geeky news. Geeky news. Geeky news. Geeky news.
KGRG 89.9 FM. That was Favorite House Atlantic by Coheed and Cambria. And if you're as excited as I am about those pre-sale tickets that went on yesterday and just about sold out, like, Quinn and I checked the VIP passes, gone within like 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sure.
So stay tuned to KGRG. We may or may not have the hookup on those tickets.
Corey might get a perm.
Dude, I'm excited. Let's get into some geeky news, shall we?
Okay.
First news story we have isn't boding too well for the Flash movie in 2018. Sounds like they're back to square one and they're rewriting the script from scratch there. I can't speak. I'm still sick as hell. God damn. But it looks like the chances of the Flash movie hitting the originally planned 2018 release date have pretty much gone to zero, if the latest piece of news surrounding the film is anything to go by. The film that Ezra Miller is set to headline has been in some degree of limbo since it lost director Rick Famuyiwa over creative differences. He also penned the latest draft of the screenplay along with Seth Graham Smith. But Warner Brothers has opted for a complete overhaul of the story and is going back to the drawing board with the script. Thus, Jody Harold, who has been working on the script for Robin Hood Origins and King Arthur Legend of the Sword, have been hired to do a page one rewrite of the Flash screenplay. Now, I'm interested to see who they're going to do for the villain of this one, because Flash has some pretty weird ones. Like,
it's me.
You have Captain Cold, you have Gorilla Grodd. Gorilla Grodd would be fun.
All these names are ridiculous.
Right? Like, Gorilla Grodd would be hilarious. I'd watch the hell out of that movie. Next geeky news story we have. Star Wars line. There's one that Mark Hamill begged George Lucas to remove from A New Hope. In an old 1977 video that has resurfaced online featuring Mark Hamill appearing on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Oh,
wow. During an episode, a young Hamill talked about a line of dialogue that he begged George Lucas to remove from the script because it was so bad. In regards to the line, the actor said, "Boy, I'll never forget. As long as I live, I sometimes dream about this line." Lucas obviously took the line out of the script. In fact, I haven't added the clip so you can hear him actually say the line himself.
Oh, good.
Because nobody wants to hear me say it.
It's a true story. Harrison Ford, who plays the space pirate in the film, at one point
space
threatened
pirate
to tie George up and make him say his own lines at gunpoint. I mean, the dialogue was a little bit difficult. I remember there was one line that I just begged him to take out of the screenplay, and he finally did.
And you remember the line?
Yes. Boy, I'll never forget it as long as I live. I sometimes dream about this line. It was just coming upon the exploded planet of the princess, Alderaan,
right.
And it's totally been blown away. And Harrison says, "Look, kid, I've done my part of the bargain. When I get to an asteroid, you, the old man, and the droids get dropped off." And my line was, But we can't turn back. Fear is their greatest defense. I doubt if the actual security there is any greater than it was on Aquilae or Sollus. And what there is most likely directed towards a large-scale assault.
Oh, man. Could you...
Yeah.
I could actually imagine Harrison Ford holding George Lucas at gunpoint. Like, now that he says that that was almost a thing, it's like, yeah, I can see it. And he's not wrong either. Like, people don't talk like that. I can't imagine people in space would talk like that either. So good for Mark Hamill on sticking up for that.
What's
one.
Worse, that line or the Christmas special?
Oh, that line.
Yeah.
I would
I
watch
agree.
The Christmas special all day, but that line, I'm just like, you're right, Mark Hamill. Nobody talks like that.
I miss, like, Chewbacca's family.
All right. Last news story we have has to do with the movie John Wick.
Okay.
Did you ever watch it from 2014?
I saw that movie.
For those of you who didn't see it, an ex-hitman comes out of retirement to track down the gangsters that took everything from him. So did you like it? It was a pretty dark movie, right?
I saw it on, like, a date with a dude that I never went out with again. That's all I remember about it.
Okay.
And, like, there was a dog at the beginning, and it was really sad.
Yeah. Well, it's super action-packed, right?
Yeah.
Bunch of gunshots, a bunch of people hitting each other.
Pew, pew!
Well, what if those pew-pews were replaced by Michael Jackson noises?
Like the hee-hee?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, somebody from Polygon decided it'd be pretty funny to take all an action sequence from John Wick and replace all the, like, gunshot noises and the punching and everything with Michael Jackson
hee-hee. I'm upset.
You ready?
No.
Well, you shouldn't be. I can't help but laugh at this. Like, he's just shooting people. Oh my god. You got to be starting something. There goes another one. The pain is thunder. If that isn't the best thing I've watched all morning, I don't know what is.
I'm shook. It's
like, that is
core.
Just great. Just to set the scene for you on that one, he was stuck in a, like, abandoned house all by himself with a room full of robbers and just, like, shooting them in the neck and beating the crap out of them. We'll definitely post that video and the Mark Hamill interview, because that is a very young Mark Hamill, too.
Little baby Mark Hamill.
Like, I don't see that guy ever growing facial hair yet in episode...
It happened.
Episode 7, there he is.
There he be.
But that was your geeky news for this morning. We'll be back after Dreamers on 89.9 KGRGFM with your regular news. This is The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by KGRG Presents Mayhem. February 2nd, 2017 at El Corazon. Call right now 253-833-5004 and get yourself a pair of tickets.
You just made the list!
Right, though? You could be on the list to go to this concert. It's gonna be dope.
Do
it! Yes!
Yeah!
That was the most terrifying voice I've ever heard in my life, and I wish to never hear it again.
That was, like, some sort of weird mix of me being sick and, like, the Kool-Aid man.
I did not care for it.
Let's go and get into some news then, shall we?
Okay.
First news we have... Hey, look, we have a caller. They really wanted some tickets, or they wanted to tell me to stop sounding like a really sick Kool-Aid guy, I guess. But first news story we have for this morning... Looks like Felix Hernandez was among one of the victims of the biggest theft heist in, or I guess theft ring bust in Bellevue. Bellevue Police Department released details Wednesday morning of an investigation that led to the arrest of three suspects involved in the latest burglary ring in the history of Bellevue. Investigators from five different police agencies spent nearly 9 months searching for a group of burglars that allegedly targeted high-end properties in Bellevue, Kirkland, Seattle, Medina, and Clyde Hill. Police responded to a series of burglaries in April last year. Each case resembled the last. The alleged perpetrators would case homes in expensive neighborhoods, break in by smashing a window or door with a rock or other hard object, then steal jewelry, purses, cash, firearms, and other expensive possessions. The thieves drove luxury cars to blend in to the surrounding community and robbed each home in a matter of minutes. Police believe this group is responsible for nearly $3 million in loss and over 123 individual burglaries through a period of 9 months. One of the burglary victims was Mariners Felix Hernandez, who actually lives in Bellevue. His home was broken into on November 1st. Items that were stolen in his home included high-end watches and a New York Yankees 2000 World Series ring. That's freaking insane. I could only imagine what it'd be like losing something that iconic. Like, it's his only World Series ring. Hopefully he'll get another one as the Mariners, but that's just insane. That's not something you can put a price on either. Like, there's only so many of those ever made. Next piece of regular news we have, I actually didn't find out about this until this morning, but iconic actress Mary Tyler Moore ended up dying yesterday at the age of 80.
Another one gone.
Yeah, starting early, but Mary Tyler Moore, the star of TV's beloved The Mary Tyler Moore Show, whose comic realism helped revolutionize the depiction of women on the small screen, unfortunately died. With her husband and friends nearby, her publicist, Mara Boxman, said, and she was 80. She gained fame in the 1960s as the frazzled wife Laura Petrie on the Dick Van Dyke Show. In 1970, she created one of the TV's first career woman sitcom heroines in The Mary Tyler Moore Show. She even won 7 Emmy Awards over the years, was nominated for an Oscar for her 1980 portrayal of an affluent mother whose son was accidentally killed in Ordinary People. She had battled diabetes for many years. In 2011, she underwent surgery to remove a benign tumor on the lining of her brain. So it looks like she had a ton of health problems starting like 6 years ago. But with her unerring gift for comedy, Moore seemed perfectly fashioned to the smarter of the new post-Eisenhower age. As Laura, she traded the house dress of the countless women, countless sitcom wives, and clad her dancer's legs in capri pants as fashionable as they were suited to a modern American woman. I can't believe that actually happened, man. Like, it's crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
So, R.I.P. Mary Tyler Moore, I guess, and I have to go listen to some Weezer.
Oh.
Next geek... I keep saying geeky news, man. I don't even know where I am right now. Next regular news story. Holy cow. Have you ever worked in the service industry, Danica?
Customer service.
Did you ever get a tip, like, anything?
Oh, not that kind of no. That kind of services. It's more of the, like, bring up my crap and I'm going to glare at you and pretend like you're wasting my time kind of thing.
Well, when I was working at a pizza joint in Puyallup,
they let you in a restaurant?
Right? I actually got a couple of tips, but never one this big. Trio, they decided to check out of a hotel room, and they left behind 1 pound of marijuana.
Ooh, girl.
An entire pound. Could you imagine, like, walking into that room? Three people were arrested and charged after they forgot something in their hotel room. Just a pound of marijuana. On January 16th, Syracuse police received a report of found property at Harmon Meadow Hotel after cleaning staff found a large vacuum-sealed bag of marijuana. The Syracuse Police Department announced after detectives interviewed witnesses and alleged co-conspirators and reviewed surveillance camera footage, authorities arrested William Bonilla, age 26, of Union City, Susan Velasquez, 18, of North Bergen, and Luis Rio Frez Ares of 27 of Union City. Bonilla was charged with possession with intent to distribute marijuana in a quantity of more than 1 ounce and conspiracy to distribute marijuana, while Vasquez and Rio Frez Ares were each charged with conspiracy to distribute marijuana. God, that is a ton.
Oh, girl.
I can't imagine. I can't even. But Danica, we had a ticket winner.
We did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Nice. Who was it?
Alex, I don't know how to pronounce your last name, but you won.
Look at you, buddy. You won. And that number for tickets is 253-833-5004. Stay tuned next hour, because we'll definitely have more tickets. Not sure what they are, but we'll have them. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM. We'll be back after Modern Baseball, The Waterboy returns with... Let's do some Hash It Out.
It's time to see what weird and crazy things are trending out there in the Twitterverse. This is Hash It Out, right here on The Buzz.
KGRG 89.9 FM, you're listening to The Buzz. It's time to hash it out, where we found some hashtags. Yeah. One of those things that you take the pound sign, or like that thing you use for tic-tac-toe, and you follow it with some words.
Tic-tac-toe.
Dude, can we play some tic-tac-toe later?
Yeah.
Dope. But we found some interesting ones, and we're going to talk about them. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. First one we have is hashtag I spent spring break. Because spring break's coming up, and we all need ideas on what to do, right?
It's January.
It's coming up. Yeah, you gotta make plans. I mean, some people, like, go to Florida, so you have to book your tickets and your hotel. Some people go to, like, Miami, which is also in Florida. Some people go to Cancun. Stuff like that. So, like, you gotta
Aruba,
start...
Jamaica.
Are those places where people go?
I'd go to Aruba.
Right, though?
Jamaica.
But not me, though. I always just sort of stuck at home, and once I got older, I started drinking, so... There you go. Yeah, a little depressing, but hey, these ones are a little less depressing. Hashtag I spent spring break at Wally World. Closed for renovations.
I was going to see that one.
Spoiler alert for a movie that's been out for like ever. You got one?
I spent spring break watching MTV Spring Break in the 90s.
Right? Like, those always got... progressively inappropriate as the day went on, so like by the time it was midnight you ended up with like a bunch of topless chicks on TV. What a time to be alive. Tell you what, I was like, what, 15, 16 when that was all like ending? Hashtag I spent spring break working to pay for last spring break. True.
I don't know if I can see this one.
Oh no.
Spent spring break looking everywhere for the right BJ, finally found the perfect flavor, and it's a picture of Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah. I think they were talking about Ben and Jerry's on that one. But, like, because Twitter has a character limit, you gotta scrunch it down. This one's interesting. Hashtag, I spent spring break 100 feet away from you at all times, in accordance with your stupid court order.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
I spent spring break in bed with the shades drawn because sleepy time.
Right, though? Like, you have that week off, man. You take advantage of it.
Yeah.
All right, next hashtag we have is hashtag Russian film titles. Not what Adanka tried to write earlier. For all of you.
It's not.
First one we have, hashtag Russian film titles. P.S. I love blackmailing you.
Oh. Hashtag Russian film titles, Putin and the Giant Peach.
Aw. Russian film titles, How to Train Your Drago.
Oh,
I will break you.
Oh my God.
There was that whole training montage, so it kind of fits.
Hashtag Russian film titles, The Fault in Our Stars.
Aw. Hashtag Russian film titles, Dude, Where's My Czar?
Oh. Honey, I Shrunk the United States.
MC Chris put up another one. Hashtag Russian film titles. Look who's talking too much. Aw.
Oh. Oh, man.
Hashtag Russian film titles. Putin on the Ritz. This little gif of Putin riding a Ritz cracker. It's adorable.
It's so funny. Hashtag Russian film titles. Catch me if Ukraine.
Aw.
That one's cute.
And last one we have for this one, hashtag Russian film titles, Crimea and Punishment. Yikes. Oh, I still have 12 years of Slav. Aw, yeah. They're starting construction already. Look at them.
I'm just looking at Putin writing the Ritz cracker.
last one we have is hashtag One of Those Days.
Oh my.
Hashtag One of These Days. I will write a funny tweet, but this is one of them.
My temper is a effing ticking time bomb one of these days. Ooh.
Oh, man.
Watch out for that person.
Hashtag one of these days. I should clean my house, but I keep getting distracted by all the hashtag games.
Yeah.
True? Hashtag one of these days. I will leave Twitter, but it's like joining a cult. Easy to join, but practically impossible to leave.
That is true.
Ah, man.
I've been tripping over stuff on the porch for about a year. One of these days. Did I write this?
Did you?
I don't know.
Hashtag one of these days.
Me.
I will make it look like an accident. That insurance money won't collect itself.
Oh, girl.
Right, though? You got one more?
Sorry, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. No. I'm scrolling. There's weird ones.
Hashtag one of these days, I will stop making eye contact with my dog while he's using the bathroom.
This is terrifying.
I mean, yeah, I try to let Edmund have his, like, enjoy his business on his own because, so, our backyard, we let the dogs out. Our porch is actually on the second level, equal to the second level of the house, and then the yard's, you know, on the bottom level. So,
I've seen it.
Dogs just sort of run around and do their thing. We don't have to watch them use a restroom, which is kind of nice for both of us. Because it's always... You ever make eye contact with a dog trying to do a number two?
No.
It's weird, man. My dog Scraps used to do it all the time. We're like... He'd make eye contact to make sure I knew where he was pooing. There was one time where he pooed on a hill. And, like, it was on the edge of the hill, so... S actually did roll downhill.
This story is, like, taken to a whole new level for me because, like, there's this gif of this scary man with, like, the scariest face ever. And he's just boring his eyes into my soul. And we... is he pooping?
Man. Last one we have. Hashtag one of these days I will stop drinking wine. But not today, not tomorrow, but one of these days.
It's not gonna
sounds like Thursday wrote that one. Like, she turned 21, man, and she got on that wine train right away.
She's the conductor, man. She...
Like, 21st birthday, we took her out, she got turned, next day, boom, drinking wine. My roommate...
She classy.
Roommate Josh's birthday? Everybody got turned as hell. I got so turned, I didn't know where I was.
Her? You at home, man.
Next day, drinking wine. It's like, damn, Thursday, you a champ.
She a champ.
Let's hash it out on 89.9 KGRG-FM. You're listening to The Buzz. We got The Price is Wrong up next after In Between by the Beartooth.
Thank you. Now, the time has come for us to embark on a quest into the great unknown. We shall scavenge the internet depths and discover its obscure trinkets and knickknacks and attempt to guess their worth.
Yeah!
Prepare your ears for...
The price is wrong, bitch.
Okay!
Contestants, come on down.
KGRGFM, KGRGFM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207, AP7 Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. Time for a little game we like to call... The Price is Wrong. I have some items for my lovely contestant, Danica, and she has to guess what they're going for. So if you were to walk into a store, how much would it cost you? This morning's is interesting.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that. You'll never look at eggs or underwear again, in the same way.
How do you know?
Because the underwear will make eye contact with you. Alrighty, ready? First item on The Price is Wrong. The Oregon Trail video game, except as a card game.
Let's get dysentery, hey!
No! Do you smell that deep scent of nostalgia? Well, I do. I don't think it's because Martha just died of dysentery. This beautiful card game designed after the classic computer game offers the adventure you couldn't forget. Move along the trail using supply cards and action cards to defend what's yours and avoid obstacles. Perfect gift for the nerd in your life who just could never seem to kill enough buffalo to keep their family alive.
I honestly legitimately want this game.
Right, though? Like, so, fun...
Get it for me for my birthday.
Fun story. There was one time where I saw you could download it on Android, so I was like, dude, I'm gonna get this game on my phone.
Really?
It was like me, my wife, I had like four kids, and out of nowhere, this eagle just comes out of the sky.
And takes one of your babies?
Yeah, just picked off one of my kids. I was like... Jesus, Martha, where were you? Like, there goes our kid. Sure, that's normal. So how much do you think the Oregon Trail card game is going for?
$25.
That's a little steep, man, for a card game, but hey.
The Oregon Trail.
It is the Oregon Trail.
You pay for...
For For a certain sum, you can get the Oregon Trail card game for $15.
See, I was thinking, like, it's nostalgia, and then, like, people would pay for it. I'd pay.
If it was an actual, like, board game, those go for, like, $40 plus.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, board game instead of cards.
Yeah, just the card games alone, they're typically around $20, so you weren't that far off, but, yeah. Next item we have on The Price is Wrong. So, Danica, I know you're a fan of arson. You haven't actually committed anything, allegedly, but arson's fun, right? Lighting stuff on fire and whatnot?
I mean, I got a lot of candles.
Well, if I told you, you can,
I like roasted marshmallows.
You got some very colorful flames while you roast some marshmallows.
Oh.
That's right. You can own your very own mystical fire flame colorant. You can check out this delightful way to add some color to your next bonfire party or camping trip. Mystical fire flame. Our mystical fire is a flame colorant that turns any regular orange, yellow, and red fire into a rainbow of color. It's safe, usable inside or out, and the perfect addition to any gathering. Just toss in 3 packets and you'll have over an hour of colorful flames. So when you set your ex's house on fire, you know, just toss a couple of these in and it's like a giant flaming rainbow.
I don't want this because I feel like if the flames are green, I'd be like, flu power, flu powder, and I'd try to go to Hogwarts.
Well, like, it's the entire rainbow, so, like, it does go from, like, blue to green to yellow and then a little bit of orange at the end. It looks pretty sick. So how much do you think 3 packets of mystical fire flame colorant will run you?
$10.
Really?
I don't know.
Well, for a certain sum, set your ex's house on fire. We don't recommend it, but it's the thing you can do. Or, you know, have some very colorful flames while you roast your marshmallows with the mystical fire flame colorant for $10.
Oh, hey.
Like, you got that spot on. Look at you. This wasn't even me rounding up or anything either. Like, typically, I round up to the nearest dollar. No, man, you got right on the money.
Oh.
Look at you. All right, time for our showcase where I have 3 items. And Danica has to guess the total for all 3. You ready, Danica?
I mean, I guess.
It's like I said, after this, you'll never look at eggs or boxers the same way again. Because the first item we have is 3D Wolf Boxer Briefs. Do you ever find your crotch howling at the moon? Would you say there's a beast hiding in your pants?
Yes.
Perhaps these 3D Wolf Boxer Briefs represent you well. Make an impact statement when you rip off your pants and allow the glory of your wolf to explode out with full force. These underwear are designed to create a visual effect of a wolf snout jumping out of your crotch, and the design is spot on.
I've seen these, actually.
Oh, these are just great. Trying to show the special someone in unexpected side of you? Need to get your boyfriend a funny and sexy gift? There are other options available, as well as the majestic owl, so you can get either the wolf or the owl, although the owl just sort of looks like an eagle. So that's item number 1. Item number 2, to go along with your boxers, because what's not better than, like, cooking breakfast on a weekend in your boxers, right? The Willy Egg Fryer. Do you like your eggs? Are you a big fan of phallic-shaped things? Well, 2 yolks and a shaft of egg whites make for a balanced and a hearty breakfast that would get anyone ready for a big day. Crack 2 eggs in this Willy-shaped egg mold and watch a beautiful Johnson form before your eyes. An excellent gift for the college son headed off for the real world, who understands the importance of protein-based breakfast.
Thanks, Mom.
Right? The device itself is non-stick and quite effective. Enhance your culinary mastery and impress the cute girl in the morning with a Willy-filled breakfast. Also works for omelets.
Can I just say that if I, like, hooked up with a dude and, like, he made me breakfast in the morning and he was like, "How you like your eggs, girl?" Like this. And he just gave me eggs shaped like that. I would not know what to do.
Oh, man. Last item we have, because after breakfast, you just need to chill out in your boxers, right? Star Wars Death Star beanbag chair cover.
I want that.
It looks pretty legit. The man-made spherical planet known as the Death Star is looking extra comfy and dilapidated today. This is for a good reason, as your bottom will fall in love with the soft grace that only the Sith can provide. Sink into the Star Wars universe and into your new throne that is the Death Star. Note that this is just the cover. It will be up to you to fill it with your soft material. We don't recommend laser beams if given the chance because of explosions. It's durable, officially branded, and absolutely awesome. So, Danica, for the 3D Wolf Boxer Briefs, the Willy Egg Fryer, and Star Wars Death Star Beanbag Chair Cover, how much do you think those are running?
$43.
$43. Well, let's break it down. How much do you think each is? Like, well, how did you get to 43?
I think the Death Star thing is the most expensive.
I mean, you're not wrong. It definitely is the most expensive. But you know what? For a certain sum, you can get your very own 3D Wolf Boxer Briefs and unleash the beast, a Willy Egg Fryer. Because you know what? Everybody needs a big old heaping pile of eggs in the morning. Or, you know, maybe a tiny amount. We don't judge. And a Star Wars Death Star cover, or beanbag chair cover, for $115.
I would not pay that much for...
Well...
for Willy eggs.
That's fair.
And...
well, the boxers are only like $8. The egg fryer, that was $7. But the Death Star beanbag chair cover, that's $100. And that's something I was telling Thursday
that's
a couple days
much.
Ago. She's like, we should get a beanbag beanbag
if
chair.
If it's just a beanbag, if it was a whole beanbag, yeah. But just a cover, man.
Dude, beanbag chairs are expensive. No joke. But that was The Price is Wrong this morning.
It's just a giant hacky sack. Why?
Nobody knows. But you're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM. Stay tuned, we got The Situation coming up after War by Sum 41. KGRG 89.9 FM, that was Get Right by Jimmy Eat World, but it's time for The Situation, where we have some increasingly difficult situations, and all situations have consequences, right?
Yeah.
So let's see whether or not the internet agrees with our choices, because I make a lot of bad ones. So you ready, Danica?
Sure.
Our first situation. You don't have to pay for anything anymore, but you still have to work.
I would do it because it doesn't say what type of job I have to do.
Okay. That's fair. That's really fair, actually. I don't mind either of my jobs either. In fact, like, one of my jobs I'm just sort of doing for fun. I only ever need like 10 hours a week from them, but I get like 15 to 20. So.
Like, my job could just be like that girl on like Celebrity Apprentice now that just like sits at the desk outside like the room and is just like, the governor will see you now, and then like she tells him that the chopper's ready.
Like Omarosa? Is that chick?
I don't know. Is that Omarosa?
Like, Omarosa and Gary Busey are the only two people I know from, like, Apprentice. That, like...
No, she's, like, a
Dennis
secretary
Rodman.
Girl. She's not, like, a... She just is, like, a no-name worker on the show.
Oh, okay.
Well, like, a secretary.
87% of the internet said they would. 13% said they would not.
Well, those 13% are wrong.
That are the 13% unemployed. Yikes. All right, next... situation we have. You're a wizard, but you have no hands. So, you can't hold a wand. You can't do any, like, fingery stuff to, like, do spells.
Fingery stuff.
Well, I've been watching The Magicians, and the season premiere was last night. They don't use wands or anything. They just, like, say words and wiggle their fingers.
I don't think so. I like having hands.
Me too. 54% of the internet said, screw my hands, I'll be a wizard. 46, they like their hands too.
Alright.
Next situation we have. You create the cures for all diseases, but natural selection no longer works and everyone is now born sickly to live off medications.
Gross.
I mean, this cold's kicking my butt, dude, so I wouldn't mind a cure for that.
No, I hate taking medicine. I don't want to be forced to take medicine, like, all the time.
I already have to, so screw it. I'm going to say yes. Danica says no. 35% of the internet said they would. 65% said screw it. We'll just deal with the diseases. I guess that's fair. We already have treatments, I guess? I don't know. Next one we have. I think we'll make this one our last one. Universal language replaces all languages of the world, but the language is Chinese.
I mean, all right.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you didn't know English, or like if Chinese was already your native language, then cool, everybody knows Chinese now.
You can learn Mandarin.
Yeah, that'd be dope. But that was the situation on 89.9 KGRG FM, our newest segment. Stay tuned, because after Jeff Rosenstock, we got your regular news. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by KGRG Presents Falling in Reverse. February 8th at the Showbox in Soto. Call right now to win your pair. 253-833-5004. Woo! I don't know why the phone's not ringing.
Right, though? We've been giving away tickets like crazy this morning, so if you want your hand on any of these tickets we've been giving away, we've already ran out of Mayhem tickets, dude. Call 253-833-5004. These Falling Reverse tickets are hot.
They're still hot. They're burning me.
Hot, hot. So hot, I might have to use them to get rid of my cold.
No.
Nothing?
No.
I tried. Let's go ahead and get into the news. First one sounds like a movie.
One boy's quest for soda becomes a high-speed police chase.
What?
Because a 10-year-old was charged with fleeing from the police.
Police reported, it appears he wanted to go shopping. And that was the motive behind a 10-year-old boy's alleged 11-mile jaunt Sunday behind the wheel of his parents' vehicle, which ended a little worse for wear. An officer had attempted to stop the vehicle in Fosteria around 7:15 a.m., but the driver took off speeding. Police tell the Review Times, only after the vehicle slammed into a curb, knocking off a wheel, did the officer notice the driver was a child. Police say that he'd visited at least two stores that morning to buy soda. The boy, who police know was uninjured despite nearly colliding with a tractor trailer, per the AP, was charged with fleeing from police, which is a felony. So, you know, starting young.
This is what happens when you're like, Timmy's only allowed to have organic pressed apple juice. Okay? Like, this is what happens. Your child's gonna flee from the police and wreck your car trying to buy some root beer.
I freaking love your, like, soccer mom impression. That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've never had that inkling to, like, want to drive without my parents' permission. That always terrified the hell out of me.
Like, you know, in, like, Arrested Development, how, like, Buster is not allowed to have juice, and, like, he just goes crazy. He's like, I gotta have the juice. That's this kid. That's what happens when you deprive your children.
Let you hear that, kids?
Let him have soda, like, once in a while.
This is coming from some lady who runs Baby Fight Club.
It is.
Next news story we have, actor Shia LaBeouf was arrested outside New York City Museum, and I don't know why he's Scottish now. But actor Shia LaBeouf was arrested early last Thursday after he allegedly got into an altercation with another man outside a New York City museum where he has been chanting, "He will not divide us," in front of a live camera ever since Trump's inauguration. And actually, no, that was early this morning. Police said LaBeouf pulled a scarf of an unidentified 25-year-old man outside the Museum of the Moving Image in Queens, scratching his face in the process. They said he also pushed the man, who refused medical attention. LaBeouf had spent the first few days of Trump's presidency swaying, dancing, and repeating the phrase, "He will not divide us," in front of a live camera outside the museum. The live stream is for a participatory public art project LaBeouf and two collaborators intended to have running 24 hours a day for the next 4 years. The camera went live the morning of the inauguration, along with a website inviting the public to show up and participate. LaBeouf has been a frequent, though not constant, presence. Technically, the project from LaBeouf and its performance art partners isn't about opposition to Trump, LaBeouf told the Associated Press in an interview conducted on Monday in front of the live stream camera. Quote, "We're just an anti-division out here. Everyone's invited," LaBeouf said. "I'm just saying, be nice to each other." It's not immediately known what led the alleged altercation Thursday morning. LaBeouf faces a misdemeanor assault charge, and it's unclear if he has an attorney who can comment. Okay. At least he's not making it, like, a political statement. Well,
It feels like a political statement.
It is and it isn't. Like, he's not making a political statement against the current president. Everybody has their thoughts and feelings about it.
I mean, it kind of seems that way when you do it, like, literally the day of the inauguration, and you say, he will not divide us, versus, like, we will not be divided if being divided. And I'm just saying, Shia LaBeouf.
That's
just
fair.
Just saying.
But, no, man, he's preaching unity, so you go, crazy Shia. You go.
Shout out to Corbin for being terrified of Shia LaBeouf.
I still, like, Shia LaBeouf, if you're listening right now, call 253-833-5004. We will trade you a pair of Falling in Reverse tickets for an interview. I'm willing to do that for
you,
buddy.
That's cool. Can I go with you, Shia LaBeouf? Please don't murder me.
Last news story we have, Cards Against Humanity, they're seeking a CEO, qualified applicants, most likely only Obama.
I want Obama to be the CEO of Cards Against Humanity. That'd be hilarious.
America's newest former president is, as of last Friday, out of a job. Cards Against Humanity is seeking a CEO with, quote, minimum 8 years experience as president of the United States of America or equivalent nation. The iconic party game for horrible people posted the job opening on Craigslist last Sunday. The post reads, let's face it, we have no idea what we're doing. This year, we wasted an enormous amount of time and energy trying to get Hillary Clinton elected president, and on Black Friday, we dug a huge hole in the ground because we wanted to find out if it would be funny. It's been a great run, but now it's time for a real adult leadership. The benefits alone, including but not limited to paid relocation to Chicago, a new computer, generous vacation time, a 51% stake in the company, and unlimited almonds in the office pantry, make the position attractive.
Unlimited almonds.
However, the listed job requirements are quite steep and specific. For example, they're looking for someone with strong public speaking skills. A steady disposition must remain cool under pressure, willing to inherit the consequences of 8 years of irresponsible spending. An excellent negotiator, able to deal with stubborn opposition. Experience hunting terrorist masterminds. Minimum 8 years president of the United States of America or equivalent nation. Strongly prefer the first black editor of Harvard Law Review. Must currently hold a national approval rating of 57.2% or higher. Pass comprehensive health care reform. Natural born citizen of the United States. Proficient in Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Quote, the ideal candidate will be excited to travel for work and be a recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, and women and minorities are strongly encouraged to apply. So, it sounds awful lot like they're trying to get President Obama, but we'll see how it goes. The Obamas have chosen to remain in the nation's capital after leaving Pennsylvania Avenue, so their youngest daughter, Sasha, can finish high school, but the ex-commander-in-chief could, in theory, take the Cards Against Humanity's post and split his time between Chicago and D.C. After all, the Craigslist ad said he would get his own salary.
I wonder what he is going to do now that he's out of the White House.
Right? It's weird to think, like, he doesn't have a job anymore.
Get a job, Obama.
Well, if that wasn't, like, if all those perks and, like, the almonds weren't enough for you, the post also added the additional bonus of, quote, you can be our new dad if you want, optional but strongly preferred.
That's adorable.
I want Obama to be my dad. I mean, I love my dad. Obama can be my stepdad, sure. Like, my weirdly not married to my mom's stepdad.
Your rich stepdad.
Yeah, buddy.
Buys you dope birthday presents.
But that was the news on 89.9 KJRG FM. We sold those Falling in Reverse tickets, but we're not sure how long we're going to have them. If you want to win them, call 253-833-5004. That's 253-833-5004. We'll be back after a little bit of a locally sourced punk rock block. We're going to start it off with Tacoma Locals, The Morning After, and their brand new song, Burnout. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KJRG FM.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz.
KGRG 89.9 FM, a little block of local music there from The Morning After, Burn, 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 and Low There. But it's time for our six-pack, our top six list of things that are awesome. K, occasionally not so awesome, and it sounds like this morning's is going to be just downright adorable.
Yeah.
What you got for the six-pack this morning, Danica?
Animals under arrest.
Like, what did they do?
Well, you're going to find out.
With number six?
Yeah. Oscar the cat burglar.
Like, did he burgle cats, or is it the cat that's burglaring things? Do tell more.
Oscar was described by the police as being fat and aggressive.
Oh, God.
He's a Swedish cat who was arrested after a family that suspected him of terrorizing their own cats trapped him while he stole food in their house. The police realized that the cat was too well-groomed to be stray, so they set out looking for his owner, keeping him in custody for at least one night. Luckily, the owner was found, as had Oscar remained uncleaned, he would have been put down, which is really sad.
Aww.
So anytime anybody quotes Sweden as being a progressive country, you can tell them about how Oscar almost received the death sentence for theft.
I am Oscar the Swedish cat. I steal food, y'all.
I need you to stop.
Okay. Number five.
Mookie the monkey.
Aww.
So, Mookie is a monkey who was put under house arrest by Florida police after biting a man who tried to pet him.
It would be Florida.
Right? But despite his owner warning the man before petting him that animals are unpredictable, although Mookie had no history of violence, he was still in trouble with the law. Apparently, he was startled by the noise of a passing truck and bit the man petting him. The house arrest lasted 30 days as authorities wanted to ensure that the simian monkey was rabies-free. His owner, Brad Berman, was very upset with the decision, as Mookie not only showed no symptoms of rabies, but was also already registered with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. The worst part, however, is that Mookie was forced to celebrate his 20th birthday during his arrest.
He was 20?
Yeah, old, grown monkey.
Man, that's always something, like, my parents taught me growing up, is before you pet anybody's pet, doesn't matter what it is or whose it is, you always ask first, and if it's just a pet in somebody's yard, don't touch it.
Yeah, I remember, like, my younger stepbrother had, like, a friend over, and, like, this kid was, like, obnoxious. So I was, like, already annoyed. But he kept, like, getting in my dog's face and, like, yelling in her face and, like, doing, like, weird, like, fast hands. Like, and, like, my dog was like, I'm gonna bite you. You're, like, getting in my face. And I was like, and we told the kid, like, five times, like, she'll probably bite you if you do that, kid. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, always ask before you pet anybody's pet. And typically, yeah. Owners are cool with it, but if they're not,
and don't be
it's
a
for
jerk.
A good reason.
Another cat smuggler.
Cat smuggler?
Well, this wasn't a burglar, but this cat was smuggling some things. So, a cat was recently arrested in Alagoas prison in northeast Brazil. The cat had been seen several times on the prison grounds, but not much was thought of it until one day an officer noticed that it had a bag strapped to it. The bag contained a cell phone and charger, tiny saw blades, and other tools for tunnel digging. It turns out the prisoners had raised the cat and would send it out of the jail grounds, where it would be picked up by family members who would strap tools to the animal. The cat would then instinctively return home to the prisoners. It was arrested on site, and currently all 263 prisoners are suspected in the crime, and no word on whether or not the cat is included in that 263.
That is the most adorable thing I have ever heard.
It's cute. The cat's cute, too. Like, there's pictures of the cat.
Like,
it's adorable.
Just raising it from birth for a life of crime, that's kind of mean, but, like, I couldn't think of a more adorable way to break out of prison.
But it's just like,
that's super elaborate, too.
Gotta go home to my family.
Nobody's ever gonna suspect a cat. Like, the whole, like, saw blades and a cake thing, kind of overdone.
Yeah.
But, like, having a cat help you break out?
That's so cute.
That's some next level shit, man.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM. Stay tuned, we got part two of the six-pack coming up next, after Hope by Marsalis.
And now, back to the six-pack.
KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, 70 Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz. We're in the middle of our six-pack, our top six list of things that are awesome. I guess this warning is pretty adorable. Dayaka, what's our six pack about?
Animals under arrest.
What was number 6, 5, and 4?
We had Oscar the cat burglar. We had, where is it, Mookie the monkey, and like a prison cat smuggler.
Excellent.
The prison cat smuggler was like smuggling in stuff for prisoners to escape. It was adorable.
Like, there's like a picture of him with like the little bag strapped to him.
So if you missed the first part of the six pack, you can listen to it on demand on KGRG.com and the official KGRG FM app. Let's go ahead and get into part two with number three.
So number three, Lorenzo, the drug cartel member.
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo is a parrot who was arrested in Colombia.
He would be a parrot.
Yeah, right? However, this story is one on a much larger scale than previous ones that we've talked about so far today.
Okay.
You see, Lorenzo was not only one of 1,700 parrots trained by the Colombian drug cartel to cry, "Run, run, you're going to get caught," in Spanish whenever they saw police officers approaching.
Jeez.
Somehow the cops saw through this extremely subtle safety word and arrested Lorenzo in a bus that also resulted in the seizure of over 200 weapons, a stolen motorbike, a large amount of drugs, 4 men, and 2 other birds.
Damn, Lorenzo.
Yeah.
Like, that's really clever, though.
That is really clever.
And it's one thing.
Not clever enough.
It's one thing to train parrots or, like, birds to say anything. My mom has a bird, and she trained it to say, "I'm a pretty bird." And he just sort of says it randomly. But to train something to say something when they recognize something else? That's some next level stuff, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What we got for number two?
Number two is Gosha, the hobo monkey.
Gosha. Is he a Russian hobo monkey?
He is.
Oh.
Gosha was bought as a pet by a wealthy family in Bisk, Russia?
Sure. Sounds delicious.
Bisk is so good. However, as he grew older, it became harder to control and the family abandoned him. Which is really sad. It makes
me super
angry.
Sad.
Gosha went from living a life of luxury to living on the streets. But in a turn of events, it sounds like a rejected plotline for a Disney film. He met some lovable homeless people after a few months who adopted him and took him to a house in which they were squatters. Unfortunately, the police soon raided the house in question and everyone in the house, including Gosha, was arrested, as it is a crime to be homeless in Russia.
Uh-huh.
Police decided to send Gosha to Novosibirsk Zoo.
Sure.
As it would be too expensive to deport him. So Lisa's got a home now.
Where would you deport a monkey? Like, send him back to
Mexico. I don't know.
Okay.
Number one, the magical goat.
Go on.
Again, this animal has no name. He was arrested in Nigeria in 2009 for taking part in the armed robbery of a car.
Jeez!
Several men were seen attempting to rob a car, and while the rest were apprehended, one escaped and ran down an alley. When police made it to the alley, all they found in it was a goat. Logically, the police deduced that the unknown man had magically turned into a goat to unsuccessfully evade capture. Eventually, the goat was sold at police auction for 300 naira, which was then about $2 U.S. currency.
That sounded like a lot until you said $2.
Yeah.
But instead of on the lamb, sounds like that guy was on the goat.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'll allow that one.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But that was your six-pack this morning.
Your adorable six-pack.
I couldn't think of a more adorable one. That was really good, Danica. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But call 253-833-5004 right now. We've got your Falling in Reverse tickets. Because, you know what? Everybody wants them, right?
I mean, yeah.
You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM. We'll be back after a lot of dispute. Stuck in Your Head by I Prevail on 89.9 KGRG-FM. You're listening to The Buzz. And our six-pack this morning, our top six list of things that are awesome, was pretty adorable.
Fluffy and adorable.
It was the top six animals who got arrested. So we figured, you know what, why not talk about our pets and how they tend to get in trouble? Because my dog Emmett and my roommate's dog Shadow, they're notorious garbage hounds.
Oh.
Like, even last night, just I was using the restroom, came out, and it was head deep in garbage. Not sure what was in there, but he thought it smelled good.
A little bab.
And it seems like he has a general rule of thumb. If it sniffs, it eats. So, tissue? Yeah, he'll eat it. Like, used tissue from me being sick? I caught him eating one yesterday.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was a little gross to pick up. Tinfoil? It's shiny. I've caught him, like, with the piece in his mouth. I'm like, dude, you can't eat that. Stop. Onions? They smell bad. They taste bad, but he'll eat it anyways. Shadow, same deal. He'll wait until there's nobody around, but you can always tell, like, he got in the garbage by, like, his little trail of carnage that goes from the kitchen that's upstairs downstairs to his room. How about you, Danica? How do your pets get in trouble?
So, one of my cats, like, my cats really like beef jerky.
That's weird.
And, like, I'll come home, like, if there's a bag, they will find it. Like, I literally have to, like, if I ever have beef jerky, I have to, like, put a bucket or, like, some sort of, like, container over it and then put something heavy on top of it. Because they'll flip that bucket or whatever over and, like, attack this bag. Like, they'll literally, like, rip it apart with their claws and teeth to get this beef jerky.
I don't know whether that's terrifying or just great.
Both?
Super adorable.
One of my cats, Bullet, also really likes dried split peas. Like, we used to come home and, like, it would just be everywhere. And he'd be, like, laying in the pile and, like, just eating away like a happy little cat.
The bird at my mom's house, Joey.
Terrifying.
He has a habit of spitting seeds at people.
That's just rude.
He's like, he'll like, start yelling at you. He wants attention. He's a huge attention hog. And, like, if you don't pay attention to him, he'll just start flicking seeds out of his mouth at you until you start paying attention. And then, Scraps, he found out that he can hop on top of counters.
Poppers.
Like, he is the, like, smartest, stupid little dog ever. He knows how to escape from literally anything if you're not watching him. Like, if you're watching him, he'll just sort of sit and roll around, be a dog or whatever, but the second you turn away, he is just trying to get out of whatever he's in. Whether it's, like, the backyard that's all fenced in, or, like, if there's something on the counter, he will hop up on the counter, not just, like, how some dogs will put their just front paws up. His entire body will get on the counter, because he's just this adorable little thing.
It's a lot.
My mom's dog, Bella, she's notorious for just,
She a chihuahua?
No, she's a giant golden retriever.
Like, Bella's such a chihuahua name.
She used to, when she was younger, she would just sit the front paws on the counter and just sort of get food. There was one time where my dad, he made steak and it was delicious. Oh, or so I was told. I left it on the counter, went to the bathroom, came back. It was gone.
My old dog, not my pug, but, like, the dog I had when I was a kid, like, we would make, like, a Papa Murphy's pizza. And, like, she would eat, like, half of it when we weren't looking.
That's what Emma did during my roommate Josh's birthday. Like, he ate half of pizza. I wasn't even mad.
He's such a good boy.
I was kind of impressed. I was like, dude, way to take it after your old dad.
He's a good puppy. I love him.
That's how our animals get in trouble. Call us at 253-833-5004. Check out our question of the day post on our Facebook page and our Twitter and our Instagram at TheBuzzKJRG. Let us know, how do your pets get themselves in trouble? We'll be back with the news after Rest to Get Better by Transit. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by KGRG Presents, Falling in Reverse, and Breaking News. You guys still haven't called for these tickets. I don't know why.
They're not going to be around forever.
Yeah, because Shia LaBeouf might get them, so... But February 8th at the Showbox in Soto, call right now, 253-50... I don't know what I'm saying. I'm saying my own phone number again. I can't.
Redo.
Just you do it, Corey. Just you do it.
253-833-5004. That's 253-833-5004 for some free... I'll say it again in case you just couldn't get the earwax out of your ears, or you need to pop your ears like I do. That's free Falling in Reverse tickets. 253-833-5004. Let's get into some news, though.
Okay.
First news story we got for this hour has to do with the White House. That's right. The White House, instead of calling them, I don't even know what the White House's number is. They'd rather you just message them on Facebook. Before, if you wanted to leave a message for the president, you could call up the White House switchboard. There you could voice your grievances, worries, and praise by actually dialing a number and talking to someone, or at least someone who could connect you to the appropriate office. But now, when calling the public lines to leave either comments or get connected to the switchboard, there is a different recorded message. The comment line, that's 202-456-1111 for anyone who wants to call, states in a recording that the comments line is currently closed. But that's not all. Instead, it urges the caller to send the president an online comment. At that point, it gives you two options. First, you can go to the White House website and leave an online comment. The second is for the social media savvy. It asks commenters to head to the White House Facebook page and leave a comment via Messenger. A reporter pointed out that Facebook redirect message Monday on Twitter, but it looks like the comments line was closed during the last few weeks of the Obama's presidency. On Twitter, posts from early January mentioned the closed line, and the Washington Times reported the line was not working more than a week ago before Donald Trump took office. The switchboard line 202-456-1414 helps connect you with other federal government offices or sends you to the comment line. For those really living in the past, it tells rotary phone users to stay on the line before being redirected to an operator. I actually reached out to the White House once.
Did you?
Yeah, for an interview with President Obama. Didn't work out that well. You can actually go on the White House page and you can ask for like a pre-recorded phone message in case like your baby's being born or something, or like you can request a letter from the president. I requested a phone interview. Never happened. In fact, like 3 months later, I completely forgot about it, but we got an email back, an official email from the White House saying Obama ain't got time for that. But now that he's unemployed, he can call us at 253-833-5004. And no, Mr. Obama, despite the fact that you're not president anymore, we'll still let you on.
Hey.
What else are you doing, buddy? You got nothing else to do. Next news story we have, it's a little bit more local. Frances Bean Cobain said she wants an art company to temporarily keep her father's guitar.
Huh.
Frances Bean Cobain wants the guitar at the center of their divorce battle to be handled over to an art shipping company until the legal issue is resolved. Kurt Cobain's daughter has been fighting for ownership over the Nirvana frontman's left-handed Martin D. 18E acoustic electric guitar ever since she split from musician Isaiah Silva, her husband of 2 years, in March.
Why would he even get it? Like, it's her dad's.
A while ago, we first reported on it, he actually just took it without permission.
What a d-hole.
The instrument is reportedly at the center of their divorce proceedings, and Silva claims she gave it to him as a wedding present, an allegation she denies. Both sides have reportedly failed to resolve the issue, and the matter is heading to court. As the battle drags on, Frances has filed paperwork asking the court to let her inspect the guitar to make sure Silva has been keeping it in top condition, according to DMZ.com. She also wants it to be looked after by a third party, an art shipping company, until they settle the issue. The guitar was last played by Kurt before his death in 1994, and only 300 were made. Frances's mother, Courtney Love, has called it a quote-unquote family heirloom.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, it's like a really nice guitar, and like, it's like history, really, like in the music industry, but like, you don't take something that was somebody's like father's who died. Like, that's, I don't know, that's just like bad.
And even if it was an actual, like, let's say it was a wedding gift, right? Let's say she actually gave it to him. The right thing to do is to give it back. Like, in a divorce, even in like a breakup,
yeah,
there's always items that, even if the person, like the significant other, gave it to you, you should give it back, man, because, yeah, like, maybe they want to give it to the person they want to stay with forever, right?
Yeah. It's just, like, if somebody proposed and, like, gave them, like, their, like, great-grandmother's, like, engagement ring, and, like, it didn't last, like, they're going to want that ring back. Like, it's a family heirloom, and it should stay in that family. If you're not a part of that family anymore, like, too bad.
Right, though?
It's my little 2 cents, anyways. I don't know.
Last news story we have for this hour. A naked cyclist leads police on a caper.
during stop doing this.
During a sub-freezing night.
Oh.
An out-of-control nude cyclist was detained in a village in western Austria on Tuesday after making a nuisance of himself on a drunken nighttime joyride in temperatures of negative 13 degrees Celsius.
Whew.
Like, talk about freezing your nips off, man. Holy cow. According to a report from the state broadcaster ORF, the young man tried to steer his cycle through the revolving door of a hotel, pulled a fire alarm in the hotel's garage, and then abandoned his bike and ran off through the city with the police in pursuit. Police said that he was very drunk and probably wasn't aware of the sub-freezing temperatures, although he was lucky not to get frostbite on his extremities. The fire brigade was alerted after the man set off the fire alarm. They found his shoes and clothes in a heap on the floor, and a short while later discovered the naked prankster hiding behind a pillar in the garage.
A lot just went through my mind.
Harold Geisler from the Vantage Fire Brigade said the man jumped on his bike and fled, abandoning it a short while later in a nearby street. The police then tracked him down in the city center. He was, after all, pretty easy to identify. Like, you just had to find the new dude, right? That's insane, though. Like, the dude was on his bike, hopped off, ran through the hotel. Nobody thought to stop the naked dude. That'd be my first instinct is like, oh, look, a naked guy. Oh, look, he's running towards the fire alarm. We should probably stop that dude from doing stuff,
dude,
right?
Okay, so my favorite episodes of Cops are the naked ones.
Just where, like, the people don't know where they are and just like, ooh.
Can we watch Cops?
Dude, that's all G4 used to be. It was like Cops, you get Cops. An hour of Attack of the Show, they had another show, and then just be like 12 hours of Cops.
Dude, like Saturday night, my family would watch like the two episodes of Cops that played at like 7, and then America's Most Wanted.
Ooh.
And that was lit.
Well, that was the news for this hour on 89.9 KGRGFM. If you want those following reverse tickets, first caller 253-833-5004. We'll be back after Just Like You. You're listening to The Buzz. A day to remember on 89.9 KGRGFM. Shout out to Mike in Puyallup. Unfortunately, he couldn't call us from Cubicle Hell, but he sure as hell did tweet at us at The Buzz KGRG, and we hooked him up with that free pair of Falling in Reverse tickets, so he's going with a friend.
That's cool.
Right? And it's that easy to win tickets, man. Even if you can't call, it's at The Buzz KGRG on Twitter or on Facebook if you want to send us a Facebook message. We'll hook you up. We'll work with you.
Call me. Tweet me if you want to reach me.
Yes. That was your attempt at Kim Possible. I appreciate it.
I'm sleepy.
You are sleepy. So that means it's time for us to get out of here, though, because we have some fabulous 110 students who need to get in here and get their training done. If you want to become a Journalism 110 student, get on the radio in just 2 weeks. All you have to do is sign up for Journalism 110 at Green River College. That's greenriver.edu. It's a ton of fun. That's how Danica and I got started. So.
Yeah, and then you could awkwardly walk in on me taking a nap in the studio.
It's great. It's fantastic. And then she'll murder you.
Yeah.
You ready to get out of here, Danica?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can do my best, like... Well, I'll try to do the Kool-Aid Man again. So long!
I don't want to be a part of this farewell.
Auf Wiedersehen, goodbye! Goodbye!
God, that... I don't know what you sound like, but it sounds familiar and I don't like it.
That sounds like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah!
Oh yeah!
I'm upset.
Oh yeah, brother!
I'm upset.
If you missed any of this show or our last show, brother, you can go to KGRG.com or the official KGRG-FM app. No, that was just Hulk Hogan. I'm sorry. But until tomorrow morning, bright and early 6 a.m. on 89.9 KGRG FM, you've been listening to The Buzz. We'll leave you with Cherry Glazer, Nurtured.